This is Tri-States Public Radio News. Blackface has been in the news recently. Some Americans wore the racially insensitive makeup for Halloween, and Megyn Kelly lost her job on NBC's Today show because she questioned why blackface is offensive. An issue similar to blackface has come up in the Macomb School District. Tri-States Public Radio's Rich Egger has the story.
Photos shared with Tri-States Public Radio show a group of students before they attended a middle school costume party. They're all sporting the uniforms of the Harlem Globetrotters, the popular exhibition basketball team. A couple of the students are African American, the rest are white. They're all wearing what are known as Afro wigs.
I don't know one black person who saw that as a tribute.
Byron Odin Shabazz is reviving Macomb's chapter of the NAACP. He considers the Afro wigs a form of mockery. He says people need to understand the history of the Afro hairstyle.
When black people started wearing Afros, it was rebellion into the idea of I needed straight hair and light skin to be respected. I needed straight hair because I needed to assimilate to the people in power, so to speak. And so when we see these Harlem Globetrotter wigs, if you look at the history of whites wearing those wigs, it's typically in blackface.
Odin Shabazz says he found the costumes insulting and culturally inappropriate. And he's not alone. Several other people addressed the school board to complain about the costumes. Odin Shabazz says those who wore the costumes might not have been ill-intended, but they were ill-informed. School Superintendent Patrick Toomey says he's talked to others in the community who suggest there's a blurred line, that there's a difference between cultural insensitivity as it refers to an entire race versus embracing and celebrating identifiable individuals or groups within a culture.
Using this as an example, if students would have come with Afro wigs and just dressed like African Americans in the 70s in general, culturally insensitive. But when they dress as a specific person, they are dressing because they have admiration for that person or a high level of respect for that person.
Dr. Toomey says he does not plan to discipline the students involved. He says he's been thinking about the issue of the Afro wigs a lot and says he's treating this case as a personal learning experience.
I don't really have good answers yet, but I'm learning more as I go.
Toomey is uncertain how the district as a whole might address the subject. Odin Shabazz believes one way the school district could improve is by increasing the diversity of its workforce.
The school district should reflect the people in it.
That's not the case in Macomb. Information from the district shows it has 163 teachers and administrators. Two are African American, two are Latino, the rest are white. That works out to roughly 97.5% white. By comparison, 75.5% of its students are white, about 9.5% are African American. Nearly 4% are Latino, 3% are Asian, and nearly 8% identify as being of two or more races.
To live in the back door of a university, just 3 or 3.5 hours away from the third largest city in the country, right, Chicago, you're telling me you can't find teachers, or have you not made an effort? And if you want help with that, that's what we're here to do.
Odin Shabazz says he's not disparaging the current teaching staff, but he feels the district should strive for more diversity. And he says the problem extends beyond the school district. He points out there are no African-American police officers or firefighters in Macomb, even though more than 8% of the city's population is African-American. Odin Shabazz says he's lived in Macomb for 19 years. He likes it here and says it's generally been a supportive community, especially under Mayor Mike Inman's leadership. But he believes a public forum is needed to start an honest conversation about ways to amicably move forward and remedy some of the race-related concerns. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-States Public Radio News.